as humans, we only pick up a very small portion of what we see and hear. And one of the things I'm really interested in is sort of extending that through sonic and visual means, through technology, to kind of enhance what we experience. We're not aware of it very much, but it's definitely there all the time.
Okay, now by about 8 minutes before 6 a.m., 12, coming up on 1,300 hours in about 6 or 7 minutes, that's 0600. On 12 April 2011 near Kilo, California, this is Whistler's. Beautiful this morning, early on a Tuesday morning, it's just beginning to be daybreak. Actually, it's getting to be starting to lighten up out there.
Listening to these signals has opened my eyes to the amount of energy that we're bombarded with constantly and the aggression of that energy. For example, the natural signals coming in at my recorder at sort of minus 40 to minus 24 decibels, while if I record a television, that comes in at plus 6 decibels.
It's like a solar belch. Part of the sun's atmosphere gets ejected out into space. Now, the Earth's magnetic field is brilliant. It protects us, basically. It pushes a great deal of these particles around the Earth, but the energy can get stored up in the magnetic fields. Think of them like elastic bands. They get pushed back from the day side to the night side of the Earth. And what can eventually happen is the rubber bands snap. They get too much energy and they ping back.
2107 UT. 1507 Mountain Daylight Time, 13 August 2000, White Mud River VLF Camp, final day, day number 7. Minoru recording off the WR4B north-south loop.
And obviously where the magnetic fields propagate from is at the north and south pole, just like on a normal magnet. So all these energy and these particles get fed down to the north and south pole, and this is what causes the aurora. These particles rush down to the atmospheric poles, hit them, and it's just like in a neon light. The energy hits it, basically causes the atoms to be excited, and this causes them to give off light. It basically visually can see it.
So I have got two inductors here. One's a large loop inductor and the other's a smaller wire tap inductor. The large loop inductor picks up sounds coming from the atmosphere, and the smaller inductor picks up more focused sounds, so you can really hone in on a certain sound and amplify that and kind of get to the bottom of it.
The Whistlers are coming more frequently now. It is just about 0440 in the morning, Pacific Daylight Time. That's 11:40 UT on early Tuesday morning, 11. Actually, it's the 12th of April, 2011, 12 now. Nice Whistlers, a handful per minute, I could say. Very nice. Recorded on the VLF to FM relay, a WR5A VLF receiver that McGreevy built to an 87.9 megahertz transmitter. It's a couple miles away from here. And begin the recording forthcoming. About 10 minutes, really pretty.
And the bigger loop is picking up at quite low level the sound of the mains grid, which comes in at around 50 hertz. Basically like a square wave. It's just a very, very constant hum. And it creates harmonics that go all through the frequency spectrum, so it's often quite hard to isolate frequency bits that you want. So spherics become quite encased in the sound of the mains. What's really interesting about the mains grid in different countries is the different countries have different frequencies for which they power their electric grid. So you could almost make a piece out of going around recording different electric grids.
When aurora's given off, it doesn't purely just give off light. What it can also do is give off other forms of radiation. One of the other forms of radiation is radio waves.
Spherics are lightning strikes, and when the energy jumps between Earth and the ionosphere, creating these little clicks which appear in the VLF frequency band. There's tweaks, which are spherics, but they're pitch spherics, so rather than clicks, they have a little kind of a resonant ring to them.
Tuesday, the 14th of May 2013, at 4:45 in the morning, beginning dawn time, a stereophonic recording of Whistlers, hopefully. They've been sure blaring away on the relay. So it is now 11, it's coming up on 11:45 approximately, just about plus or minus a few minutes UT, on 14 May 2013, Inyo County, California, in the desert.
When you tune in, you probably hear like rhythmical kind of humming there, and that's where the kind of gas is being excited and de-excited, excited, de-excited. Just like you can see it with the light, kind of almost twinkling in some way. That's what you're actually going to hear, so you can link in the sounds to the visual aspect of aurora.
Another thing you can pick up, if sort of insects fly near to your devices, you can pick up the magnetic signals that their wings produce because they're oscillating very fast. I think I even heard a whistler, which is another byproduct of lightning, but instead of bouncing between the ionosphere and the Earth, it gets sort of trapped between the clouds.
Let's get the time check. There's been monsoonal activity in the area. It's 04:38 Pacific Daylight Time, translating to 11:38 UT. There's been southwest, and the western general has been experiencing lots of T-storms and monsoonal activity. It's cleared off this area, though, but it's really going to the north.
Right now, we're recording on the underground, and we just recorded the sound of a train. It was a very high frequency, which then dropped down and sort of descends into a crackle as the train gets nearer. There'll be no natural signal at all down here, just the electrostatic. So we've just been recording on an actual underground train, and the noise that we were encountering on the platform became a lot more frantic, pretty much totally distorted sorts of sounds, total interference. It was great. And as the train slows, we sort of get the whistle coming by, and it fades and gets very quiet as the train descends again.
Beautiful, loud, pure whistlers, as we heard last night evening, but they're loud this morning. Not frequent, but they're loud. At 4:38 a.m. in the morning on my birthday, 05 October 2010, in Keeler, their VLF relay. Beautiful, loud whistler. It just screamed through, pure tone.
What I'm quite interested in currently is picking up man-made emissions, such as the electric grid, train lines, computers, all that sort of thing. These are so strong that in kind of urban areas, they drown out the natural signals that we'd naturally hear.
We can actually use radio waves to propagate mini aurora. We can cause them, and then use other VLF signals to try and see what's happening to the atmosphere, see if it's expanding, contracting. In this way, it gives us a better understanding of the atmosphere.
Hours, 4 minutes, 4 minutes universal time.